FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your life and finding that spark again, especially if you've been wrestling with addiction. You know that feeling when life just seems blah? Like that excitement and joy you used to feel have gotten lost somewhere along the way? Well, let me tell you, you're absolutely not alone. And I am here to give you some straight-up tools to start finding that joy again. Today, we're diving into something really powerful. Rediscovering happiness after years of addiction. This isn't just about quitting a bad habit, it's about rebuilding your life from the inside out, reclaiming who you truly are, and discovering a world of possibilities you might have thought were gone forever. So, strap in, because we're going on a journey together. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you find joy again. First up, forgiveness is key. I know, easier said than done, right? But holding on to anger and resentment towards yourself or others only keeps you stuck in the past. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. It weighs you down and makes it impossible to move forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened, but it does mean releasing that grip on negativity so you can finally breathe again. Next up, celebrate small victories. When we're struggling with addiction, it's easy to focus on the big picture, quitting cold turkey, staying sober for a year, finding a job, or whatever your ultimate goal is. But what about those tiny wins along the way? Making it through one day without using, taking a walk in nature, having a healthy meal, finishing that book you started. Celebrate these moments. They're stepping stones to bigger achievements and they remind you that you're moving in the right direction. Thirdly, remember your worth. Addiction can seriously damage our self-esteem, making us feel like we're not good enough, not strong enough, or just plain broken. But trust me, you are worthy of love, happiness, and success. Remember the amazing things you've accomplished in your life, big or small. Remember the people who care about you and believe in you. Hold on to those reminders and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Fourthly, build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Find people who understand what you're going through, other recovering addicts, family members, friends, or even online communities. Talking about your experiences, sharing your struggles, and celebrating each other's victories can make all the difference. Remember, a strong support system is like having an anchor in a storm. It keeps you grounded and helps you navigate the rough waters. Finally, be patient with yourself. This isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up when you stumble, just dust yourself off and keep going. Remember that recovery is a journey, not a destination. Every step forward is a victory. Think about that time you tried to learn something new, maybe playing a musical instrument, a new language, or even cooking a complicated recipe. It took time, practice, and maybe even some frustrating moments, right? Finding joy after addiction is similar. You're learning a new way of being, a new way of living, and it takes time to master. Picture this. You're at a park with your loved ones, the sun is shining, and you're laughing uncontrollably as you play frisbee. Remember that feeling? The pure joy of connection, of laughter, of simply being present in the moment. That's what we're aiming for here, folks. You deserve to feel that again, even after years of darkness. So, remember. Forgive yourself, celebrate the small wins, embrace your worth, surround yourself with a supportive community, and be patient with the process. These are your tools for reclaiming joy. And trust me, it's an amazing journey worth taking. Ready to start feeling that spark again? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep supporting each other on this path to rediscovering joy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.